It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Our high school football broadcast from week six on Friday night saw the Central Rebels squeak one out against the Potosi Trojans 31-28. Thanks in large part to the kicker, Devin Graff, hitting a field goal with 1 second left in the third quarter. That would be the decisive score in the three-point game. Central head coach Corey Schweitz is complimentary of how the kicking team has adapted throughout the year.
We didn't kick last year, and some of that was because we had Jackson Jones, and we figured that we would probably get more two-pointers than maybe we would to kick. But I tell you, Braden Patterson and Nick Fowler and Devin Graff have put a lot of time into just those three out there on the field with the snaps and the holds and the kicks, and they've gotten, we're 100% on our kicks the last 4 weeks, and very proud of the boys.
The Rebels came out in a different look offensively on Friday of last week. Here's Corey Schweiss again.
Coach Bridges come up with that over the weekend. I really liked it. I think he understood, we had to get an identity, and that was a way to do it. And obviously, Karis needs to touch the ball more. And when August was in, the first few games, Karis didn't touch it enough. But August has to touch it too. So the best way for both those guys to touch it is to put them both back there. And that puts our best two athletes back there to carry the ball. And Brody Pig does a tremendous job too. But those two are, our best two runners. And to get both of those guys the touches they need, I think, it was probably a good solution to what we had been doing.
Central now 4-2, and on the opposite end, Potosi falls to 2-4. They've had a couple of tough losses this year, and their head coach Mark Casey on what he needs from his team the rest of the season.
We got to play to a certain level and be more consistent on certain things, and we're gonna do that. We're gonna get better at that, and we're gonna continue to grind and get better. And the way that our situation is set up here, who's to say this matchup won't happen again down the line, and it very well could. So we gotta be better next time.
Other week six games, DeSoto beat Fredericktown 36-7. Farmington stomped Union 49-14. North County falls to Festus 46-21. And in a battle of undefeated teams in St. Genevieve, Valley Catholic improves to 6-0, beating St. Genevieve 31-13. Coming up today on the local side, softball action. Farmington hosts Sacman, Fredericktown's at St. Clair, and the North County Lady Raiders play at Sykeston. In volleyball action, St. Genevieve is at home against Bismarck. Farmington plays district opponent Jackson. Fredericktown's at Cape Central. Arcadia Valley hosts South Iron. Kingston is at home against Grandview. Valley Catholic plays at Perryville. Potosi hosts DeSoto. And North County is in Farmington taking on St. Paul. In boys soccer today, St. Paul is at Cardinal Ritter. Fredericktown hosts Festus, and Pacific is in Bonterre playing North County. And in girls tennis, Arcadia Valley's at home against Kennett. Fredericktown's on the road at Charleston. And girls golf, St. Genevieve hosts a quad match with Cape Central, St. Pius, and Poplar Bluff. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs get set for week five tonight, Monday Night Football. The Chiefs are in Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars. We'll have coverage on KFMO at 6. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes discusses the talk that the Jaguars are adept at stealing the opponent's signals.
We switch signals like every single week, so I guess maybe and I have no idea, honestly. So it's something that I don't necessarily understand, but we'll make sure to switch our signals, I guess.
Trey Smith says Jacksonville will present problems with their play up front on defense.
The Jaguars are extremely talented defensive front. A lot of veterans in that unit as well. They do a really good job. They're a good football team, first and foremost, but especially up front, their defensive line is sort of the heartbeat of their defense. They do a phenomenal job. And, it's NFL. Everybody's going to be good week in and week out. It's going to be a challenge up front.
Kansas City at Jacksonville tonight. Again, coverage starts at 6 on KFMO, kickoff at 7:15. NHL, the St. Louis Blues wrapped up preseason on Saturday with a shutout win of the Chicago Blackhawks 4-0. And as the page now shifts to the regular season, which begins on Tuesday, the Blues will play Thursday against the Minnesota Wild to drop the puck on the 82-game slate. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery says Dylan Holloway is primed to have a great season.
What you love about him is his second and third effort on pucks. I've said it a couple of times last year, and this is the second and third effort league, and he is relentless on pucks. That's why he comes up on pucks. That's why everybody wants to play with him. Like, if I was to ask anybody on our team, who do you want on your line, he's going to be one of the first names that comes up. because you know you're going to get the puck. You know you're going to get offensive opportunities because he's relentless.
The Blues and Wild Thursday on B104.3. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30, puck drop at 7 o'clock. And NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers are 14th in the nation. They will play number 8 Alabama on Saturday, kickoff at 11. Mizzou's Kevin Coleman on the identity of the Tigers' offense.
We're a tough team. We're going to run the ball and be very good with it. Shout out to the running backs and offensive line, of course. But with this team in general, we're going to play hard. Of course, today we want to play better, but we're going to play hard for all four quarters.
Mizzou and Alabama, Saturday at 11 from Faurot Field in Columbia. And Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC picked up a win on Saturday against Austin 3-1. City will wrap the regular season next Saturday, October 18th, against Real Salt Lake. And wrap it up with Major League Baseball as the Division Series were in full swing over the weekend. In the MLB playoffs, and on Saturday, the Milwaukee Brewers stomped the Chicago Cubs in Game 1 9-3, while the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-3. Game 2 of those series are tonight. The American League Division Series played 2 games this weekend. Toronto takes the first 2 against the Yankees, putting New York on the brink of elimination. And the Detroit Tigers take Game 1 on Saturday over the Seattle Mariners 3-2 in 11 innings. Then on Sunday, by the same score, Seattle beat Detroit in 9. Game 3s of the ALDS will be played on Tuesday. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.